Morning.
Zǎoshángháo.
I don't know if you noticed the electricity between the two meetings with all the youth coming back to school.
不知道大家有没有注意到，我们中间有许多年轻人回到我们中间，还有一些要走的。
There was an excitement in the air.
在空气之中似乎都有一些激动的气氛。
And we want to welcome all of the students who will be going back to school, many tomorrow and in the following weeks.
所以我们来欢迎这些要回到大学中的有的是明天，有的是下一周，他们要回到大学，我们欢迎他们。
Specifically, I would like to have all the college and post-college students stand.
我们请这些大学的或者大学之后的学生们站起
来一下。Freshmen through those who are doing graduate work.
新生或者是正在毕业的。
Yes. And I would like to just start right here in the front and have each one give their name, the year in school, and what school they are attending. Start right with you. Just turn around so they'll know who they're praying for this fall.
所以我们请他们一位一位来介绍，我们就为他们祷告，一位一位为他们祷告。
What year you are in school?
是在 Rice 的四年级的学生。
No. Okay. My name is Grace and I'm a senior at Rice.
Grace.
Right. My name is Lemuel. I'm going to be a junior at Rice University.
My name is Spring and I'm going to be a sophomore at Rice.
My name is Andrew and I'll be a senior at Rice.
My name is Jim. I will be a first-year grad student at Stanford. And I need prayer regarding that the Lord will show me where to find fellowship.
I'm Belisha, and I'm a freshman at Rice.
A little louder.
I'm Belisha, and I'm a freshman at Rice.
My name is Jessica, and I'm a freshman at Rice.
I'm Karen. I'm a junior at Rice.
My name is Susan. I'll be a senior at University of Houston.
I'm David, and I'll be in my second year of law school at U of H.
I'm Henry, and I'll be a freshman at Rice.
I'm Samuel, and I'll be a freshman at the University of Pennsylvania.
I'm Wesley. I'm an incoming freshman at Wharton.
I'm Isabel. I'm going to be a freshman at UT Austin.
I'm Evelyn. I'm going to be a freshman at University of Houston.
I'm John. I'm going to be a senior at University of Houston.
I'm Aaron. I'm going to be a second year law student at U of H.
Okay, I'm Leonardo. I'm a sophomore at Houston Community College.
I'm Ken. I'll be a junior at University of Houston.
Jack, I'll be into my third year for U of H.
I'm Vincent. I'm going to be a senior at the University of Houston.
I'm Larry, and I'm a first-year medical student at Baylor College of Medicine.
I'm going to ask Brother Shailesh if he would just stand. Oh, we got one over here.
Oh.
Real loud, Emily.Did we leave anyone out?
还有没有
Elliot.
I'm Elliot. I'm a part-time master student at Rice.
Okay. Brother Shit. One more?
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a senior at the University of Houston.
Thank you. Shailesh, would you just pray for these on behalf of the congregation?
我们请舍利斯弟兄代表教会为这些孩子们来祷告。
Let us unite our hearts and look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来仰望神，同心来祷告。
Dear loving Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
how we are humbled before Thee as we see these dear brothers and sisters.
我们在您面前谦卑，因为为着这些
These young people, like Saul of Tarsus, Lord, we all have the tendency to have our own way.
就像大树的扫罗, 经常我们有 自己的意愿, 有自己的倾向,
but you are the keeper and sustainer of our soul.
但您是我们灵魂的保守者,
you are the lover of our soul and lifter of our head.
您是我们灵魂的爱人,
Lord, we commit these dear brothers and sisters into your loving care.
我们把这些如此亲爱的弟兄姐妹们摆在您的关爱之中。
Father, be a father unto these children.
父啊，求您成为这些孩子们他们真正的父亲。Father,
we know that we have limit, but you have no limit.
主啊，我们知道我们有限制，但您是无限的。And
thou lovest them so dearly.
您是如此的爱了他们。And
thou hast great eternal plan and purpose for their lives.
你有这么大的这永远的旨意为着他们一生。So
we pray thee, Father, that thou may invade your love in their lives in a way that they may not move away.
主啊，愿您的爱在他们的生活，在他们的人生道路之中来带领他们，让他们不从您面前远离。
And your anointing of thine Holy Spirit may always remain upon them.
愿您圣灵的膏油一直在这里来浇灌他们。
Guide their footsteps.
来引领他们的脚步。
Guard their hearts and minds and emotions.
保守他们的心思意念。
Cover them in your precious blood.
用你的宝血来遮盖他们。
Give them the spirit of excellence in their studies and whatsoever they may do.
不管他们在学业之中，在任何的事上，
that they may always find the favor in your sight and favor in the sight of all the professors and friends and others.
愿他们在人面前，在他们的教授面前，
and as you have burdened our hearts this morning, they may have this deepest cry in their heart to know you and to know you alone.
愿意他们的心里都有这样一个最深的呼喊,
and thus, O Lord, grant us our prayer and grant their heart's desire.
听他们的祷告,
and thus we commit them into your loving care.
再把他们仰望交托在您的怀中,
for we know that thou careth for them.
因为您爱了他们,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉我们的主耶稣基督的名祷告,
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐下。
We have a big responsibility as a fellowship in supporting our young people in prayer.
作为一个聚集, 我们有这样的责任来支持这些年轻人们, 在祷告之中。
This is their lifeline.
这是他们的生活。
This is the only thing that will sustain them.
这是他们生命的供给, 我们要在这样来, 来扶持他们。
Is the Lord Himself.
就是主的自己。
Please turn in your Bibles this morning to Jeremiah.
请大家今天翻到耶利米书,
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
第9章23、24节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, 23.
耶利米书第9章23节。
I believe all of you have picked up on the theme today, and that is knowing the Lord.
我相信大家今天已经知道今早的主题就是认识主。
This is not just a New Testament concept. This has been on God's heart from eternity past.
这不光是在新约里面所有的一个意念，这是从永远永世之前主就有神就有这样一个意念。
God is consumed with His Son.
因为神他心里所完全要的就是他的儿子。
His love is so great for His Son, He wants a people that love His Son.
他如此的爱他的儿子, 他也愿意世人都来认识他自己的儿子。
Verse
23.
第23节。 Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast in his wisdom, and let not a mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts, boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公义和公平。以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
I would suggest to all of us, but particularly the young people, that you take a verse like these two verses, write them out on a 3x5 card, and set them by your bedstand, by your mirror, so we can remind it every day when we go out into the world what counts.
我建议大家，也建议这些年轻人，把这样的章节写在一个小的卡上面，放在你的枕头边，放在你的镜子面前。所以每一天这些卡要提醒我们，让我们知道什么事才是最有价值的。
And as we just sang, and as Brother Elliot has mentioned, we have this echoed in Philippians 3. Please turn to Philippians 3.
刚才艾利尔弟兄在带诗的时候提到，在诗歌里面的意义是在腓立比书第三章，请大家翻到腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3 verse 7.
第三章第七节。
Paul has just given his resume, which is a glorious, worldly resume.
在这个开始的时候，保罗提到他的简历，在这个世上来说是非常荣耀的一个简历。
And then he says this.
然后他这样说。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
但是保罗却有一个但是。在第七节他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因基督当作有损的。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，堪作粪土，为要得着基督。
And may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
并且得以在他里面。不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the righteousness from the dead.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we're thankful for the simplicity of the word.
父，我们感谢您的话语何等的简单。
That everything on this planet comes down to knowing thee experientially.
在这个星球上面所有的一切事都要回到这一点，就是认识您。
And we're thankful that this morning around the table we could acknowledge that in prayer and in song.
感谢您在今天早上饼杯的时间，我们已经可以用着我们的祷告跟诗歌来认识您。
Now through your word continue to reveal yourself to us.
求您继续用您的话语把自己启示出来。
Give us each a spirit of revelation and wisdom and revelation.
给我们这个智慧跟启示的灵。
That we might know you.
使我们可以知道您。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. There are, and I don't have to tell you this, there are many, many problems in walking through this life.
我不需要跟大家再讲，在我们在这个世上，每一个脚步都碰到许多的困难。
There always has been, and there always will be.
一直都有, 而且今后也会在,
there will always be famines.
一直会有饥荒,
there will always be wars.
都会有战争,
there will always be pestilence.
一直会有瘟疫,
and there will always be natural disasters.
一直会有这些自然的灾害。
This isn't God's fault.
这并不是神那里出错了。
This is the fault of man.
这是因为人自己的错误。
And our father Adam is no more guilty than we are.
我们的父亚当跟我们一样是有罪的。
The Bible says we love to sin.
因为圣经讲到我们喜爱罪。
We were born into sin.
我们是在罪中生。
And sin comes out of a self-centered being.
因为这个罪是从自我为中心的这个人里面开始。
That is an antagonizing to God.
这个对神来讲是非常不得喜悦的。
We love ourselves.
因为我们是自爱的人。
And as a result, sin brought chaos and confusion into this earth.
因此我们这样的自爱就把所有的混乱，所有的这些都带到这个世界。
And even animals and the plants and everything are affected by sin.
甚至这些动物、植物，所有这地上的一切都被罪所玷污了。
Before sin, mosquitoes were not something harmful to man.
在罪没有来到之前，这些蚊子对人来讲并没有害的。
Neither did wild animals eat up other animals.
也没有这些野生动物来互相彼此吞食。
We mention the ecosystem like it's something very normal.
我们提到这个这样的世界，这个生物世界其实是非常的正常。
We have cartoons regarding the food chain.
我们甚至有动画来讲这个食物链。
And we follow through this food chain and we see these animals thrive on these animals, and it's a sort of a dog eat dog environment.
那我们就看到好像食物链是这个动物要在这里来食用另外一种动物，就是这样一层一层向上。And
we say this is normal.
但我们看到却以为这是正常。It
is not normal, it's a result of sin.
其实这并不正常，这是罪的一个结果。We
also have philosophical questions that are very difficult to answer.
我们还有许多哲学的问题也都不能解答的。Is
there a God?
有没有神呢？
Why man?
为什么有人呢?
Man is born to suffer and to die.
难道人来到这里就是生来然后老死吗?
It makes no sense.
似乎是没有一切都没有意义。
Most people go through their life without any joy.
很多人在他们一生之中从来没有体会到喜乐。
Without any peace.
没有任何的平安。
Why war?
为什么有战争?
Is this God's intention?
是不是神的意思呢?
And so we go on and on with these rather difficult questions.
所以我们可以在这些很困难的问题里面一直一直的来提问。
But the good news this morning,
但今天早上有一个好消息,
is that there is an answer.
就是我们有答案。
Every single question that I just posed can be answered in one word.
所有我刚才提到的每一个提问都可以有一个答案。
Knowing Christ.
就是认识基督。
Experientially knowing Him.
我们的经历也应该是这样,认识基督。
Not knowing Him like we know the President of the United States.
并不是认识我们美国的总统是谁。
I could ask most of you this morning, do you know who the President is? And you would say, I know who the president is.
因为今天早上如果我问大家,你知不知道美国总统是谁? 你都会说,我知道。
But you know who really knows him?
但是谁最知道他呢?
His wife.
他的妻子。
She knows the real Obama, President Obama.
他的妻子知道奥巴马总统到底是谁。
God wants us to know his son in a very intimate way.
神要我们认识他的儿子耶稣基督是非常亲密的一个关系。
And you students, you can get all the degrees in these universities that you want.
这些年轻人，你可以在你想要去的学校得着你想要得的学位。
And none of these degrees will answer the questions that I just posed.
但没有一个学位能够回答刚才我提到的这些问题。
But on the other side, this knowing of the Lord will answer every question in life.
但另外一方面，认识主却完全回答所有生活里面、生命里面的问题。
Some of you are already thinking of the word career, profession, work.
许多人已经想到你以后的生涯、你以后的工作。
What is the answer to that very difficult question?
这是非常困难的问题，没有解答。
Back on the back burner, some of you are thinking about future marriage.
甚至有些人在，年轻人在想你，将来的婚�in.
I do not know a scarier word than marriage without knowing the Lord Jesus.
就我来讲，如果不认识神，来想到婚姻是一件非常可怕的事。
However, on the positive side,
但是在正面,
I don't know of a more wonderful thought, a more ordained thought in the Bible than marriage and having a family in the Lord.
在另外一方面，如果在主里有一个婚姻，在圣经里面所定的这样的婚姻是非常美好的。
With the Lord's life.
是用基督他的生命。
With the Lord's kindness.
是用主他的慈爱。
With the Lord's wisdom.
用他的智慧。
There's never been a good time on this earth to have babies.
在这个世上有一个孩子是件很大的事。
Because of all the chaos and confusion.
因为在这个世上有这么多的这些迷惑、这些混乱。
Who wants to bring a baby into this world?
我们如果把一个孩子带到这样的世界上，何等可怕！
Even in this country today, there's so many uncertainties just from an economic standpoint.
在这个世上。 就算今天在经济上也好，各样的方面有多少不安定的因素。
But brothers and sisters, by knowing the Lord, experiencing the Lord, this is easy.
但是弟兄姐妹们，认识神、经历神，这些所有的事都要变成容易。
But we have to know Him.
但我们一定要来认识他。
I am not talking about attending Bible studies.
我并不是说来参加查经的聚会。You
can know this word inside and out and not know Jesus.
你可能这些神的话语甚至都会背诵了，但是你还是不认识他。Not
know him as a friend.
并不是作为一个朋友来认识他。Not
know his wisdom that he's wanting to give.
并不知道在他的智慧里面他是给予的神。When
he says to each one of us every day, come unto me. All you who are weak and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
并不知道他这句话的意思，就是凡是劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就必使他得享安息。Learn
of me, for I am meek and lowly, humble.
学习我的样式，因为我是谦卑，我里面是温柔的。None
of us were born humble.
我们没有人生下来就有这样的谦卑。Moses
and Saul of Tarsus and David, none of them were born humble.
摩西、大树的扫罗，还有大卫，没有一个人生下来是谦卑的。And
God had to do a great work in their life to alter this.
所以神要做许多的工作在他们的生命里面。And
he did it. And he does this work in a very simple way.
那他这样做是非常简单的一条道路。He
simply says, "Look at my son."
神就是说，来看我的儿子。The
answers are all over his face.
在所有的答案都在他的脸面上。
Moses goes on the mountain, he gazes unto the Lord for 40 days, and he comes back. His whole countenance is altered.
像摩西在山上与神40天, 他整个来仰望神的脸面, 他自己的脸面都要放光。
So let's just take a few moments this morning and just look at this man.
所以让我们就花一些时间今天早上来看一看,来仰望。
How many of you are in science, you young people that are in school?
多少在学校里面学的是科学的?
Okay, good. The first thought that I would like to bring up is looking at the Lord Jesus as creator.
第一个方面我们要来看一看我们的主，就是他是创造主。
This is an unfathomable thought. It's indescribable thought.
这个意念是很难去描述的。
It's a deep thought.
这是非常深的一个意念。
All you have to do is look up the sky, not in Houston, you have to get outside the city limit, and just look at the stars.
有的时候我们就是要来仰望，但不要在休斯顿，到休斯顿的郊区里面去仰望星空。
And if you've ever been on a mountain in the evening and seen that white streak called the Milky Way of millions and millions of stars.
你要到山上的话，就可以看到那个银河系是如此的壮观美丽。
And we think that galaxy is so big and so wonderful because it's our galaxy.
我们看到这样一个星系是这么的美好，因为这是我们所在的星系。
Only to realize that there are another 170 billion galaxies like our Milky Way.
然后我们才发觉，原来有170万亿个这样的星系。
And every galaxy has anywhere from 10 million to 100 trillion stars in it.
每一个星系可能有1000万甚至到100万亿的星星在里面。
And the average galaxy is 50,000 light years in diameter.
那每一个星系它的这个它的尺寸，它的直径有50,000光年这么大。
The Bible calls this God's finger work.
但是圣经就提到这是他指头所造的。
Let there be stars.
让这里有光，有星空。
Out of his mouth he spoke, and these billions and trillions of stars, even galaxies, came into place.
他口里这样一说，在这个宇宙里面就有这么多的星球。
Brothers and sisters, this is someone we want to know.
这是我们需要知道的这一位。
This is someone who can handle the problems with your roommate this fall.
这个就是能够来解决你的同寝室的那个人的问题的那位主。
Our finances can be handled by him.
我们的财务财政他也可以来掌管。
He is very, very big. He is very big.
他是非常的大。
And we know that there is also a microscopic world that corresponds with the macroscopic.
但我们知道其实同时还有微观的，像显微镜看到的世界跟这个宏观的一样大。
Even the hairs of our head are numbered.
甚至我们头上的头发每一颗神都数过了。
That's not difficult for God when it comes to my head.
对神来讲数我的头发可能很容易。
But some of you girls with a lot of hair.
但是有些女孩子你们有许多的头发。
And the Bible even says that God even knows the name of each hair.
圣经里面讲神每一根头发都记了号，他都知道有他的名字。
No two snowflakes are alike.
没有一个雪花它的形状是完全一样的。
Oh, how Nikon or Canon would love to come up with a camera that's efficient as this eye.
现在我们的所有的相机的技术就是想要达到我们眼睛所能达到的这个分辨度。
And yet the Lord took two cells and multiply them to four cells.
但神就用两个细胞让他们成为四个。
And then eight cells.
然后八个。
16.
16.
32.
32.
64.
64.
128.
128.
156.
156.
Or 256. I gotta be careful with these.
因为年轻人在这里我要非常小心讲这些数字。
512.
512, 1024,
and it goes on.
然后一直下去。
And then, at about 6-7 weeks, this little tadpole all of a sudden has arms and legs.
在六到七周的时候，这个胚胎突然间就开始有手有脚。
It's incredible.
这是完全是超乎想象。
Recently, heard of a Christian doctor.
啊，最近我听到一个基督徒的医生跟我讲。
OB-GYN.
啊，他是妇科的医生。
All his life, he has been dealing with mothers having babies.
在他的一生，他所做的就是与这些要生产的啊妈妈们打交道。
And he looked at a sonogram. He looked at a little sonogram of a little fetus.
他就看超声波里面看到这个小的胚胎。
And he became ecstatic. Isn't it wonderful? He said.
他说这是何等的奇妙呢
？That's our God.
这就是我们的神。
That's only the physical aspect.
这只是在物质的层面上。
How much more is he concerned about our spiritual?
那他对我们属灵的方面又是何等的关心呢？
Oh, we have a creator. He created with purpose.
我们这位创造主是有他的目的，有他的意义。
Nothing was random when the Lord created you and I.
没有任何的事完全是没有意义的。
You might not even know.
他创造了我们。
You might not even know your parents.
也许我们都不认识自己的父母。
They might have died.
因为他们已经可能很早就去世。
They might have been divorced.
也许他们当时已经离婚了。
God knew it.
但是神都知道。
God didn't lose his purpose regarding you.
对你来讲，神的旨意从来没有离开你。
You might have had abusive parents.
也许您的父母是那些施暴的父母。
God knows it.
神也知道。
You might have a difficult wife.
也许你的妻子是非常难的。
Difficult husband.
非常难的丈夫。
Difficult job.
非常难的工作。
God who created you out of love and tenderness and kindness.Took all of those things into consideration.
但是神在他的慈爱、恩慈，在他的怜悯之中创造的我们，有他的意义。
He knew us before we were born.
在我们未出生之前，他就已经认识我们。
He knew us in our mother's womb.
在我们母亲怀胎的时候，他已经认识我们。
And brothers and sisters, he has a wonderful purpose.
弟兄姐妹们，他有一个奇妙的旨意为着我们。
And it's his desire to bring us into the completion and fullness of that purpose.
而且要把我们完全的带进这个旨意里面。
But this all comes about by knowing him.
但是所有这些要从认识他开始。
We have a problem.
我们现在有一个问题。
You and I are in love with ourselves.
因为我们，你跟我，我们都是自爱的人。
It's a problem in marriage. We love ourselves more than our spouse.
在婚姻里面，这就是问题。我们爱自己胜过爱我们的配偶。
It's the problem in the church. We love ourselves more than brothers and sisters.
在教会也是一样，我们爱自己胜过爱弟兄姐妹们。
So instead of being contrite and penitent, we criticize one another.
所以，我们没有做应该做的，反而是来互相指责。
But the Lord knew that we would sin.
但是神知道我们会犯罪。
He knew that our biggest idol in life would be ourselves.
他知道我们生活里面最大的偶像就是自己。
And that everything that we own and everything around us that we would make an idol out of it.
我们所拥有的在我们周围的事都可以成为我们的偶像。
We would make everything important in life but him.
我们生命里面有许多的事成为重要超过我们的主。
And we would be no different than those band of people who said crucify him.We have done that most of our life.
我们也像那些被离弃的人一样，当初说要钉他十字架。有的时候我们都是一样的。
Every time we try to do something, buy something, go somewhere without the Lord, we are saying, "Away with him! I'm doing it my way."
有的时候我们去一个地方做我们的事，我们说离开我，我不需要你，我要做照着我的意思。
God knew that.
神都知道。
And God sent His Son.
所以神差遣他的爱子。
And we call this redemption.
我们把这个称作救赎。
And redemption would bring us back into the playing field.
因为救赎把我们再带回到这个旨意里面。
Redemption would emancipate us from ourselves.
因为这个救赎它使我们从自己里面得释放。
Redemption would emancipate us from this world and all the lure of this world.
让我们从这个世界和世界上所有的这些引诱里面可以释放
出来。The lure of college degrees.
啊，比如我们对着这个学位的这些吸引。
The lure of making our mark in history.
啊，或者我们心里有一个意愿要在历史上留下自己的记号。
The lure of making money.
或者我们被这个创造钱财这件事来吸引。
To clarify, none of these things are evil.
啊，我需要来在这里来讲清楚，这些事不一定都是邪恶的。
Jesus got an education.
因为耶稣他也有他的教育。
Education is necessary.
教育是应当的。
We see how Daniel got a great education there in Babylon, was able to rise to prime minister.
我们看到但以理就算在巴比伦他也受到教育，而且成为掌管这个国家的。
You students should be the best students.
所以你们做学生的应该是好学生，最好的学生。
That doesn't mean getting 3 hours of sleep at night.
嗯，所以不要每晚只睡3个小时。
You should be the example.
啊，你们应该成为榜样。
But behind education, there is a spirit.
但是在所有的榜样后面却有一个属灵的。
Behind money, there is a spirit.
在灵钱财后面也有一个灵。
Behind that little Buddha idol, there's nothing wrong with a cute little Buddha idol.
像这个佛像这么可爱的一个佛像后面
，Someone spent some time carving and putting gold on it.
很多人在那里去雕刻，而且把金包在它上面。
But behind that Buddha is a spirit.
但是在那个小小的佛像后面却有一个灵。
Behind that new car is a spirit.
在那个新车后面也有一个灵。
Behind good dining and cooking, there is a spirit.
在这么美食的后面也有它的灵。
Everything in life, there is a spirit behind it.
在我们生活里面每一件事后面都有一个灵。
And that spirit can get into our heart if we don't have a wall of separation.
如果我们在心里面没有分别，没有一个墙来隔绝的话，这个灵要进到我们的心里。
And all through the Bible, we have this picture of wall.
在圣经里面许多次提到这个墙。
The wall of Jerusalem has a beautiful picture to us.
在耶路撒冷的城墙给我们看到一幅美丽的图画。
Keeping that which is holy in and keeping that which is unholy out.
把这些圣洁的保守在里面，把不圣洁的排除在外面。
Young people, adults, our heart and mind must constantly be guarded.
年轻人还有我们这些成人们，我们的心思，我们的心要一直的这样被保守。
Some people would say, cannot go to the university because there is a spirit behind it.
那有的人会说不要去大学，大学里面有不好的，有这不好的灵在后面。
God never takes us physically out of something, to cure us.
神从来不是从物质上把我们从一个地方分别出来。来做这样的工作。
The battle is in the heart.
因为这个战争是在我们的心里。
What do we think as far as our heart is concerned regarding this?
我们心里关心的是什么？对这些事，我们的心怎么样来看？
Does education make me boast?
这些教育是不是让我可以夸口呢？
Does my promotion cause me to go home like Haman and tell my wife?
那我们升职之后是不是像西曼一样回到家里对着妻子说一些话
?I am good. Look at who the king and the queen promoted today.
啊，看我是多好，今天皇后都来让我升职。
See, the battle is inside. Every moment of the day, we're having to make a decision.
这个征战是在我们的心里，每一天我们都要来做决定，每一时刻。
Is it Christ?
到底是基督呢？
Is it knowing him?
是不是认识基督呢？
Or is it knowing me?
或者就是认识我自己而已。
Making something of me.
或者就是让自己。
Let people recognizing me.
让人来称许我。
It's very easy to find out if we have a problem.
很容易看到我们是不是有这样的问题。
Let someone rain on our parade. Let someone, pop our balloon. Let someone deflate us.
就是让一些人让过来让我们泄一下气。
When someone crosses us,
当有些人这样来冒犯我们。
When someone rebukes us,
有些人来指责我们。
When someone questions us,
当有些人来疑问，发一些疑问。
husband to wife, wife to husband, children receiving correction from parents.
丈夫对妻子, 妻子对丈夫, 孩子对父母.
How do we respond?
那我们的反应是如何?
Do we see it's the creator of the universe sovereignly ruling over that professor who gave that assignment?
我们是不是看到这位创造的主, 创造宇宙的主, 他也在掌管那个给我们留作业的教授呢?
Who decided subjectively to give you a B plus instead of an A minus?
有些人这么主观给你这样一个分数, 是A或者是B.
How do we handle those unfair things?
我们怎么样来对待这些不公平的事?
This is the question.
这个就是问题。
This Redeemer has taken care of the sin problem.
这位救赎主, 他已经解决了这个问题。
And in Romans 3:24, it speaks, we are justified.
在罗马书3章14节说到我们已经被称义。
Just as if I have not sinned.
就像我从来没有犯过罪一样。
Many times, even when we come together like this, we have to confess our sin.
有的时候,就算我们来到这样的时候,我们都要心里面认自己的罪。
I appreciated our brothers' scripture this morning, blessed are the poor in spirit around the Lord's table.
感谢神,今天早上弟兄给我们一个章节,就是贫穷的人有福了。
Our walk with God depends on contrition.
我们与神的同行就是关乎我们自己里面的认罪。
Not hearing messages.
有的时候不是听信息。
We could go from one conference to another. It will not change your heart, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们可以持续不断地去一些特会, 但却不能改变我们的心。
Only thing that changes you and I is when we are penitent.
唯一能够改变我们的, 就是我们心里面有这个神的定罪。
When we apologize to one another, God fills our heart.
当我们来彼此认罪的时候, 神就可以充满在我们里面。
This is called embracing the cross.
这个就是来拥抱十字架。
The circumstance, the person is not the cross.
十字架并不是我们周围的人或者事。
The cross is an attitude in our heart of denying ourselves.
十字架是在心里面我们来舍己。
And the Lord Jesus as our Redeemer
主耶稣他是我们的救赎主,
took care of our sin.
他已经完全解决了我们的罪。
As sanctifier
而且他也是那位使我们成圣的。
First of all, we have to know him as justifier. Then we have to know him as sanctifier.
第一,我们要知道他是使我们称义的。 第二,我们要知道他是使我们成圣的。
And that has to do with not allowing anything of this world to become attached to us.
这个就让我们与这个世界完全的分别,世界不能摸到我们。
This is where our baptism comes in.
这就是为什么我们有受浸。
We're wonderfully saved.
这是何等的一个救恩。
We're enjoying the Lord.
我们也享受我们的主。
But there is this antagonism going on.
但是还有这样的挣扎。
There's things of this world that look good to me.
这个世界上还有许多对我来讲非常美好的事。
And I have to come to the Lord.
我需要来到主面前,
and I have to let the Lord deal with that.
我们需要让主来对付这样的事。
And He is the one who makes us holy.
因为他是使我们成为圣洁的。
And this is found in Romans 6, 1 through 6.
这个就是在罗马书6章的1到6节。
We are separated from this world.
我们与这个世界分别。
Excuse me. Let me correct that scripture. Galatians 6, 14.
改正一下,是在哥罗西书6章。
This world, I'm crucified to this world, and this world is crucified to me.
对着世界来说,我已经钉在十字架上。对我来讲,对世界来讲,我已经被钉在十字架上。
Even when we turn our back on the world,
当我们这样来背向世界的时候,
we still can find we have a problem.
我们还是发现有问题。
And we get to Romans 7.
然后我们就来到罗马书第7章。
Sin is constantly warring over my soul.
因为这个罪总是在我的灵魂里面,
it's Friday night.
在我的魂里面,
I've just had two exams.
礼拜五刚刚有两个考试。
Let's just go clubbing the rest of the night.
然后我们现在就放松一下吧。
It sounds good.
听起来很好。
And there is this struggle.
但是却有这样的挣扎。
Some of the kids will say earlier in the week, when we finish our exams, let's get drunk this weekend.
有些年轻人我知道,他们说, 刚开始这一周的时候,我刚有一个考试考完, 让我们来喝醉酒,
let's
来庆祝一下, 来庆祝一下。
It might sound weird to some of the old folks.
对于我们这些老人来讲, 可能是很奇怪的事。
It is very real.
但却是非常真实的。
There's a lot of energy in these young people.
在这些年轻人里面, 他们有许多的精力。
And yet, there is something in them because they are born again. I really don't want to.
但是因为他们已经重生得救了, 所以他们里面还有一个, 一个声音对他们讲, 他不愿意这样去做。
Did this wonderful creator make you to be in a position where it's this huge tug of war in your life?
这位创造主难道就是这样吗? 让我们里面有两个意思在这里, 一直在征战吗?
Where the law of sin and death is fighting over the law of the spirit of life?
就是这个罪的律和这个赐生命的圣灵的律。
The Lord Jesus is our deliverer.
主耶稣他是我们的拯救者。
And we have to cry out to him.
我们需要向他来呼求。
Lord, fill me with that spirit of life.
主啊, 用那个生命来充满我, 这个生命的灵。
You were victorious at the cross.
因为你在十字架上已经得胜了。
We have to be violent with ourselves.
我们需要对自己要强暴。
With some of the adults, it can be a little bit different.
对我们成人来讲, 事情也许有些区别。
But there's not one of us, as long as we're on this earth, we're going to have to deal with this.
但是只要我们还生活在这个地球上面, 我们就需要来对付。
But we have one who has delivered us.
但是我们却有一位已经让我们得胜。
And that's where Romans 6, 1 through 6 comes in.
这就是罗马书6章的1到6节。
And this old man has been buried.
因为这个旧人已经被埋葬了。
Crucified and buried, and we have now resurrection life.
现在他已经死而且埋葬, 现在我们有一个复活的生命。
How do we take hold of this resurrection life?
我们怎么样来抓紧这个复活的生命?
Does it just happen because we went to the meeting today?
是不是今天我们来聚会就有这个复活的生命了呢?
God does nothing in our lives without prayer.
神在我们生命里面做的每一件事都有祷告。
As soon as we admit we have a struggle.
当我们承认的时候, 我们里面就开始挣扎。
As soon as we admit this is a huge temptation.
当我们承认的时候, 里面就有一个极大的试探。
As soon as we admit, like our brother said this morning, that this temptation is bigger than me.
当我这样承认的时候, 这里面这个, 这样的诱惑是何等的大。
And that I am a pauper in spirit. I'm poor in spirit.
我在灵里是贫穷的。
At that moment, God, that releases the spirit.
当我们这样承认的时候, 神就给我们一个释放, 在灵里。
Reckoning, believing, that the Lord's life will come in. We have to believe it.
然后我们就可以相信神的生命可以进到我们里面。
We believe it by knowing him.
我们必须要相信, 但我们的相信是借着认识他。He's
done it in other people.
因为他对其他人已经做了这样的事。
We've seen a change in them.
我们已经看到这些人, 他们生命里面有改变。
That change always comes the same way.
这个, 每一个改变都是同样的一条道路。
Repenting.
悔改。
Or admitting that I don't have the power.
就是承认我里面没有这样的能力。The
most mature person around is the one who sees they have the least power.
这个世界上最有能力的人其实就是这个人,他知道自己没有能力。Paul
realized this when he says, in weakness, I become strong.
保罗认识,他说在软弱里面,我就得了完全。Young
people, admit to the Lord these weaknesses.
年轻人,你们要承认,在主面前承认,我们是软弱的。
They're no different than Brother Dale.
对于吊弟兄来讲也是一样。
We're all the same in this room.
在这个房间里面的每一个人都是这样。
There's no one that's got a handle on life by himself.
没有一个人靠着自己能够掌管自己的生命。
We're either living by our carnal, fleshly life.
或者我们是借着肉体在自己里面活。
Or we're allowing this knowing him to possess us.
或者我们让认识他这样来掌控我们。
And this is a moment by moment thing like breathing in. This isn't going to happen if you go home, put your Bible down, and next Sunday morning pick it up.
这并不是回到家把圣经放在一边，只是主日的时候来聚会。
Now, I doubt if there's too many of you young people that can honestly say, I can just sit down, I don't care how many tests I have today, I can sit down at 7 o'clock in the morning and just read my Bible for a half an hour.
我很怀疑在我们中间有没有年轻人，不管你今天有没有考试，什么样的事发生，每天早上七点你来到主面前来读他的话。
How do we handle that dilemma?
我们怎么样来解决这样的处境？
Because your life for those exams that day depend upon food.
因为那一天好像似乎不管是考试所有的事，其实都关乎这个圣灵里面的粮食。
And what is your goal when you read of this passage?
我们来读这一段章节的时候，我们的目标是什么？
To know Him.
是认识他。
That inner life.
那个里面的生命。
By faith, Lord, that verse there. And I would suggest you take a little sticky like this and just write that verse, put it in your pocket. I did that for years when I was at work.
借着信，我建议年轻人就像我当时一样，我一直到现在就是把神的话写在这样的章，这样的小条子上面，放在自己的口袋里面。
Pull it out and read it at 10 a.m.
在10点的时候，我也会把它拿出来读一读。
Feeding on knowing Him.
就是因为认识他成为我的供应。I
think all of you young people this morning want to have a good year.
我想每一个在我们中间年轻人都愿意这一年是非常美好的一年。There's
no one here stupid, foolish enough to say, well, I just want to get by, just have a mediocre, I just want to play.
我相信我们中间没有人这样的愚蠢，只是说这一年我就是玩玩乐乐就这么过去。This
year depends, the success of it depends, upon the degree of knowing Him.
今年的成功到底程度在哪里，就是根据我们认识他有多少来定的。
Peace, your joy, your wisdom.
作为你的平安，你的喜乐，你的智慧。
In dealing with roommates.
而且与你的室友相交的时候。
The most important thing you'll learn at your freshman year is how to deal with a roommate.
对于新生来讲，你要面对的最大的一件事就是如何与室友相处。None
of us possess enough love to deal with a roommate.
因为我们没有人里面有这样的爱可以来与室友来相交。But
then there's God's love.
但是却有神的爱。He
wants to put His Son's love in you.
他愿意把他儿子这样的爱摆在你里面。To
deal with just everyday things like a roommate.
对于每天的事物来面对，就像你的室友。And to
the older ones, to deal with a customer.
对于我们年长的，或者我们与我们的客户来相处。To
deal with employees, to deal with management.
或者与我们的主管。All
the resources are there.
所有的资源都在那里。It
didn't matter what question they threw at the Lord Jesus.
不管他们的问题给你的是什么，我们都有答案，就是基督。He
could answer it.
因为基督可以回答。
The righteousness of the law is very important.
律法的义是非常的重要。
And when that woman was caught in adultery, the righteousness or the law of righteousness, there was an answer.
在那个行淫的妇女被抓住的时候，对着面对这个律法的义，其实她有一个答案。
But then there is a righteousness in Christ Jesus that the Lord answered.
但是在主耶稣里面，主耶稣却有他的答案。
All he did was make a statement.
他所做的就是向大家讲这么一句话。
You who have not sinned, cast the first stone at this woman caught in adultery.
你们中间没有罪的可以扔第一块石头。
Case dismissed.
所以这个案件就已经被撤销了。Everyone
was satisfied.
每个人都得了满足。The
wisdom of this world, even from the greatest of universities, is a drop of water in the Pacific Ocean compared to God's wisdom.
在这个世界上我们所得的满足，如果与从主那里得的满足相比，都不，都甚至不到大海里面的一滴水。You
will be tested.
你将会在这件事上被试验。You
will fail some of these tests.
而且这些试验里面很多你会失败。We
are unfaithful, but He's always faithful.
我们是不信实的，但是他永远都是信实的。
When we look at the person of the Lord Jesus,
当我们来看基督这位人的话，
as creator, as redeemer,
作为创造主，作为救赎主，
and personally, we see one who is humble,
在他这个人身上，他里面有谦卑，
one who is submissive,
他是这样的顺服，
and one who is obedient,
他是如此的顺服，
the only person,
他是唯一的一位。
None of us have that spirit in us naturally.
因为在天然里面，我们没有人里面有这样的性情。
To a certain degree.
也许有一部分。
Very small.
但是非常少的一部分。
Compared to what all of us are going to need tomorrow.
对于我们明天所需要的来讲，我们都不足。
That's why we got to know him.
所以我们需要来认识他。
Oh, the essence of the Lord's life.
在神生命里面所有的这些
Omniscient,
他的全知
all knowing,
他完全所有的事情他都无所不知，他是全能的
all present,
他是全在的无所不在
sovereign,
他是如此的有主权
eternal life,
他里面有永生
love,
他里面有爱
immutable, he does not change,
他是永不改变的
consistent all the way,
他永远都不改变
perfect righteousness.
因为它里面有完全的公义，完全的圣洁。
This is this person.
这就是这一位。
This is who Paul says, take my pedigree and flush it down a toilet.
这就是这一位，保罗说，把我的出身，所有的一切都舍弃，我愿意来，要来认识他。
The only thing that counts in my life is knowing him.
对于我生命中来讲，最重要的就是来认识他。
Brothers and sisters,In Revelation 11:15,
弟兄姐妹们在启示录的11章15节
we get to see the end of the story, the end of the book.
我们看到这本书来到末了。
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of Christ.
这个世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
The kingdom of God is Christ.
因为主的国神的国就是基督。
We will all know him sooner or later. Everyone.
迟早我们每一个人都要认识他。
We will know him as one who gives great rewards or who judges severely.
我们会知道他当日面对他我们会知道他就是那个给予赏赐的那位审判的主。
Those of you who do not know Christ this morning,will stand before the judgment seat of God.
如果在我们中间还没有人还有没有认识他的，也许我们会站在他的白色大宝座面前受审判。
And those who have not known the Lord will be damned forever and ever.
那这些不认识他的、不信他的，就要永远被定罪，永永远远。
Those who have taken the Lord Jesus lightly.As their Savior, but not sanctifier, not as the deliverer, will suffer great regret.
那些虽然信主，但是主耶稣只是他们的救主，不是使他们成圣的，不是使他们得胜的。那他们也要遭受极大的损失。
But God's will for everyone who's listening to my voice right now is perfect.Transcendent will is to rule and to reign with him.
但是神今天所讲的他那个完全的超越的旨意今天有耳的都当听就是我们要与他一同作王。
For Ephesians 1:10 says, all things will be summed up in Christ.
因为在以弗所书一章那里讲到一切所有的都要在基督里面同归于一。
May we, as we leave today,
当我们今天离开的时候
Commit to knowing him.
我们需要把自己完全的交托在这件事上，就是认识他。
And continue to commit the rest of our life.
而且在我们生命里面余下的时日
，morning, noon, and night.
不管是早晨，不管是晚上
，and in between.
或者在中间的时日
，constantly coming back, young people say, "My schooling is yours, Lord."
我们持续不断地回到主面前，像年轻人，就对主说：“这个学业是你的。”
If God does not breathe life into you young people tomorrow, you will not be able to go through the first day.
因为主如果不把他的生命吹在你里面的话，你明天都不能面对。
Do you think it is your brain power, or has God given it to you?
你觉得是你自己的聪明才智吗？或者是神给你的？
We have nothing of ourselves.
我们自己完全是无有的。
No more than we chose our parents.
我们没有能力来选择自己的父母。
We didn't choose our race.
我们也没有能力来选择我们的种族。
We haven't done anything.
我们什么都不能做。
But God said in eternity past, I will have a beautiful people who love my son.
但是神在永远里面却说，这里有一般人，他们完全的爱我的儿子。
And that's why you're on this earth.
所以这是你今天在这个世上。
When you're my age,
当你到达我这样的年纪的时候，
college is going to be way back there in history.
大学对我来讲已经非常非常遥远了。
But in the meantime, take advantage of it.
但是既然今天你们是在这样的情形里面，
and make knowing him number one.
就借着他来认识主，这是我们的第一位。
Closing word of prayer.
让我们有一些结束的祷告。
Father, we're thankful that you know us.
父啊，感谢您，因为您认识我们。
Even right now as we sit here this morning, you know our thoughts.
今天我们坐在这里，每个人的心思意念您都认，您都知道。
You know if we are listening to thee.
您知道我们有谁是在这里听您的。
You know if we are tender towards thee.
您知道我们有哪些人对着您心里是软的。
You know if we are teachable.
您知道我们有哪些人是心里可以受教的。
And you also know your capability for those who want to learn.
您也知道对着那些愿意认识您的人，您的能力是何等的大。
We're thankful, Father, that you are able to make saints out of us sinners.
感谢主，因为您从这样的罪人里面却让我们转变成为圣徒。
That you can make holy men and holy women out of those who have said, away with thee.
让我们这些远离您的人却成为圣洁的人。
And so, Lord, we trust you with our lives.
所以我们愿意在我们的生活里面、生命里面来信靠您。
We give you our hearts.
把我们的心来归给您。
We give you our minds.
把我们的心思归给您。
We give you our emotions and our will.
把我们的情感意志都归给您。
We give you our schooling and our work.
把我们的学业、把我们的工作都归给您。
Our marriages and our families.
我们的婚姻、家庭。
And we give you your body, the church.
而且把您自己的身体、教会交托给您。
You're the only one who can build it.
因为只有您是那位可以建造的。
And we lay it all at the foot of the cross.
我们把这些都摆在十字架的脚下。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.